Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned?" "It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the lights of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said in the Gospel, "You are the lights of the world." What does mean by these lights in the Gospel meaning? From the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verse 5, explicitly say, God is light. So, light is not something created, something in God, something divine. The first letter of John, chapter 4, has a more meaningful saying, God is love. So this light and this love is equal. When you have no love, you have no light, or you have no God in you. That's what we read from the first reading from the book of Isaiah. That's how we live up this light, by share your bread if the hungry, shelter the oppressed and homeless, clothe the naked. And then he says, your light shall break forth like the dawn. So, action of love, charity, is sharing these lights. This God. When I was in theology the fourth year, I stopped at the third year. I went out of the seminary for 1 year to join a new movement called the Focolare. I spent 1 year over there. And I thought to follow spirituality is just something you learn new. But no. The first thing, we still a seminarian, if we are taught, if you want to share the light of Christ, first of all, you need to share what you have. That means to say, as a seminarian, I don't have too much money. Even those minimum money, I have to give up. So for that whole year, I have no account, no bank account. Just nothing. You know, for many seminarians, they don't accept this condition. They want some kind of security. So left. Those who want to follow a spirituality, in real sense of the words, we have to follow kind of sharing, complete sharing. And that's how you understand. One day a young man was wanting to follow Jesus, right? And then Jesus asked him, "What? Are you okay?" Of course, he said, "I'm okay. I live up to all the sacraments. By that time, we don't have sacraments. I live the Moses law. Everything perfect." So Jesus said, "You have one thing. Sell the treasure, your property, give to the poor, and come follow me." And unfortunately, that gentleman left. And the disciples stunned. "Why you are so much so heavy?" You see, we cannot say money, but kind of dependence of material goods to a certain extent, it stops our relationship with the Lord. Our mind is away from love. This is too true. It doesn't mean God doesn't want us to work hard, to work for the family. No. On the other hand, it's not the ultimate goal of our life. Important is to share what we have. Money is part of it. Our time, our knowledge, don't keep for yourself. And that's sharing. When the time you share unconditionally, that's the time you give witness to the Lord. Because God loves us in this way. He knows everything, just this on the cross. He knows everything just for our own sake. Nothing for himself. Even the last drop of his blood, clear. Only for us. And that's the lifestyle. Jesus doesn't want us to be poor. It doesn't mean you have no money and then you're okay. No, not this way. Whatever you have, don't consider this is a treasure. So preferably share with people in need. Be generous. And that's how you can live this freedom. Jesus wants us always be free. Jesus wants us always be a light. Love. This is our love. Giving. That's exactly the Blessed Trinity is. God the Father all give up all things for the Son. Nothing for himself. And vice versa, the Son. Nothing else. All for the Father. All this giving, mutual giving and sharing, and this is the Blessed Trinity. This real love. That's the light. So Jesus expects us that we are the one in his lifestyle. Jesus has nothing on earth. He says, "Wolf has his den, birds has nest, but Son of Man has no pillow to lay on." But he, all the moment, share his night, share his curing power. That's all. We all call for this. So let us learn from Jesus. Be the light. Be love. When there's love, your light shall break forth like the dawn. So let us give thanks to the Lord. We can follow Him and ask Him to open our hearts. Our life is nothing but to give whatever you have, to share. This is the light that Jesus is expecting. Be generous to give. Thank you.